The Supreme Court yesterday gave the Internal Revenue Service the go-ahead to estimate the earnings of restaurant employees when their tips are underreported. Restaurants pay Social Security taxes based on the amount of those tips, among other things. Unlike credit card tips, cash tips aren't always accurately recorded. So the IRS, with the blessing of the court, can now estimate the amount of cash tips generated at restaurants based on credit card receipts. Bob Larvey is the owner of Fjord Italia in San Francisco. His restaurant was the lead plaintiff in this Supreme Court case. How did your restaurant come to challenge this IRS policy?
We had an audit from the IRS back in the early 90s, and they took our sales, which we, of course, report, and used a arbitrary percentage of the credit cards and said, well, hey, the employees didn't report everything, so therefore, Bob, your restaurant owes us about $23,000 more in FICA Social Security payments than you made, and we want the money. And we said, we don't understand how you got to that number, and they told us they couldn't give us the information because they didn't have specific information. It was just a guess, and we said, we don't believe that. That's essentially how we got to where we were.
So it's the methodology that you question or the principle?
Both. They could audit the employees and the restaurant and reconcile the numbers, but they claim that that's too much trouble. So they'd rather just do an estimate and have the employer, the restaurant, pay their portion of the FICA. They don't want to go after the employee and do the shared tax, which is really what FICA or Social Security is. You know, supposedly, each party involved, the restaurant and the employee, pay their portion, but in this case, they don't want to go through the trouble of really finding out what the employee owes.
How far off were they, do you think? They guessed $23,000. What was your estimate?
The problem is we don't have any way of knowing. In order to have an accurate number, we would have to be able to see the income tax filings from each of the employees, and of course that's private information and none of our business, so we don't know what the real number is, and that's part of the problem.
Well, you have any idea for fixing it?
Not really. The law says we report what employees report to us, and that's what we do. I don't have any way of knowing what the actual number is that my employees earn. I can't go through their purse or wallet when they come to work in the evening, and then when they leave and record the amount of money they have, we have to rely on the information they report. So I don't really have a way of fixing, if you want to put it that way, the problem, particularly in cases where you've got a lot of cash. A lot of restaurants don't even accept credit cards. So it's very difficult for the owner to become a tax collector, which is really what the IRS is after.
Did the tax people at least have lunch when they were there?
No. They didn't.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bob Larvey is the owner of Fjord Italia in San Francisco.